FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome back to This Club Is My Club right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be travelling with the first team on Saturday down to Lincolnshire for FC United's first test of the season. But before that it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news with a season ticket update, and the club are delighted to announce that as of the 12th of August, FC United have 911 season ticket holders and 1,636 co-owners for the new season. With FC United beginning their Broadhurst Park campaign this week with the matches with Hyde United and Scarborough Athletic, it's not too late to purchase your own season ticket or club membership. Please visit www.fc-utd.co.uk for more details. In other news, and the latest instalment of the popular FC United Comedy Night will be taking place at our Broadhurst Park home on Friday the 20th of September. The host and opening act for the night will be Moston's own Smug Roberts, with second on the bill being rising star Jamie Hutchinson. Whilst the headline act will be Nina Gilligan, who will be joining us from her sold-out shows at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Tickets are priced at £15 per person, with a hot meal being included, whilst tables can be reserved in advance. Tickets can be purchased either from the office at Broadhurst Park during the week, the membership stall on a home match day, or by emailing vinnie.thompson@fc-utd.co.uk, or calling the office on 0161 769 200. And finally, FC United headed down to Grantham on Saturday afternoon for the first league game of the season. To hear the mood in the camp heading into this one, Ben caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds on Friday night.
So Neil, we're back again. Happy days. Brand new season of FC United. And we start off with a tricky trip away to Lincolnshire to take on Grantham. What's the mood in the camp like?
It's been great, you know, since the first day of pre-season, Ben. You know, like we've talked about the lads bonding, the lads getting to know each other, and, you know, the rigorous pre-season schedule that we've had. But we've enjoyed every minute of it. You know, not just the trip down to Enfield and Lewis, but every single time we've come together, it's given the lads an opportunity to get to know each other. And, you know, they're chomping at the bit tomorrow. They really can't wait. And, you know, it's been productive. And I'm looking forward to the next 37 weeks without some sleep, so you know, it should be good.
Absolutely. Right, obviously, when it comes to selection and that kind of thing, we already know about Tom Dean. He'll be suspended for this game. I suppose that the pressing matter is Lewis Myers, whether he's made it back in time or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's more than that, Ben, to be honest. Oh, it's no. It's not great news. So we know we're going in without Chris Holmand tomorrow. Due to, you know, the knee injury, and he's got a scan next week, and probably an operation is going to follow that. Ryan Shenton, been out since the Lewis game with an injury. He's not right either. Louis Mayers, is touch and go whether or not he'll be in the squad tomorrow. We've no Adam Dodd tomorrow. We've no Tom Dean tomorrow. And unfortunately, we've no Mike Donoghue either because he's picked up an injury in midweek. So, you know, the squad of 21 that everyone said would be quite a big squad is now down to 16. So, but you know, that's why we've built the squad that we've built. And, you know, it's just one of them games. Injuries have gone against us this week. But, you know, we'll be ready come 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, I was going to say, I mean, you said you were going to base your selection on several things. And you know, one of the most important things is obviously the team we're playing and making sure that, we're making a team selection based on their strengths and making sure that everything's covered. The one thing that's quite apparent as we record this on Friday is it is chucking it down. And we all know that pitch. So what are you expecting tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's 21 degrees down in Grantham tomorrow. I've looked at that. So, yeah, so bring your shorts and T-shirt. yeah, it looks all right down there. But you know, I went down there, for, ironically, first game of last season for Bamber Bridge. And, you know, I wasn't expecting to see the state of the pitch that what I did in the first game. It used to have, you know, it's nice and green, it's short. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. They were preparing for an athletics competition. The hammer was being thrown the day after and the javelin, and they didn't want to cut the grass. So it was long. It wasn't great. It didn't suit the passing style that I like to implement. So we're going to have to see tomorrow. You know, maybe there isn't an athletics tournament on. Maybe the groundsman has cut the ground. But I know they're a council-run facility, so I think they're also governed by what they do. But you know, we'll decide that when we get there. We know the 16 that's going down there. There's probably one or two shirts that we haven't fully decided on yet, and that'll be due to the conditions of the pitch, what type of midfielder we play, and potentially what type of a fullback that we play as well. So, you know, there are a couple of decisions, but the majority is now picked. It's a shame that Donoghue isn't available because, you know, this pre-season he's had, he definitely would have been the starting 11, but it is what it is. You know, it is what it is, and we've just got to put up with that and not make excuses, but we'll go down there tomorrow and hopefully get a positive result.
Of course, Grantham, I think since you played them, being the manager of Bamber Bridge, I think they changed manager about two, three times last season. They might be a different beast this time around. Obviously, you scouted them without giving too much away. Yeah. What can away supporters expect against the opposition tomorrow?
We've had them watched and we know the way they play. One thing's for certain, we won't change the way we play. You know, we like to get the ball down and play. We play out from the back and we try and build between the passing lines, defence, midfield, and get the ball into the final third, playing with pace and playing attacking football like the way we've done in pre-season. So, you know, we're not going to come across great surfaces like Broadhurst Park every single week. So we've got to adapt, but we won't adapt in terms of our playing style going long, etc. We'll adapt in terms of playing in the right areas. We'll still look to play free-flowing attacking football, and you know that's what the fans will see from us this season.
And obviously the other thing you have to consider, not just the Saturday game, we all know about the scheduling of the NPL in the early months, and when I mean the early months I mean up until about February. It is a game Saturday, Tuesday, yeah, all the way through. Two big home matches coming up in the week as well, so none of this squad have played it. Well, some of the squad have played in front of a packed out Broadhurst Park, but we are hoping for a packed-out Broadhurst Park, especially against Hyde and Scarborough.
Definitely. I mean, the lads haven't done. I mean, in pre-season, fans have been great. They've come out. But, the you know, this current squad, apart from, you know, two or three that were here last season, have been or will be used to, you know, what they're about to see. And I'm sure that, you know, especially if we get a good result against Grantham, then Tuesday should be rocking at Broadhurst Park. But we will, you know, there will be 55, 60 games this season. I explained that to the squad last night. And we will have to move people around. We will have to, you know, rest players, rotate players, and, you know, probably more than likely, even if we go to Grantham tomorrow and win, there'll be probably a couple of changes in preparation for Hyde on Tuesday, just because of the surface will be different and to keep people fresh and they're looking at the Scarborough game. But, you know, we're really looking forward. We're dead excited about the games that are coming up, but certainly the back-to-back games at Broadhurst Park on against Hyde and against Scarborough. And hopefully, you know, come next Saturday, week on Saturday, we've got the points total that we're predicting and we're hoping for.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to Ben on Friday evening. And it is the Grantham Town fixture that we turn to now, as FC United were looking to start the new season with 3 points. To set the scene from Saturday afternoon, it's over to FC Live.
And hello, dear listener, and welcome back, one and all. This is FC Live for the first league game of the season in the Northern Premier League. Back in the league that I think we all love, really.
back in the league we belong.
So welcome, everyone. Football is back on a Saturday afternoon. Swampy's here for the next 5 games or so, and then...
No, actually, just the next 5 games.
5 games, and then Quinn's back, and then Swampy's taking over again. And it's going to be like that all the way to promotion come May time. But it's a very competitive league, Swampy, this season. I mean, we covered it on the NPL show, and... There's about 15 teams that you could make a case for making the playoffs alone.
Very, very competitive this season. Lots of very good teams. There's some big budgets in this division as well. There are some clubs that perhaps felt that they should have been promoted last season that didn't, and they'll be looking to hopefully get themselves into the National League North next season. But yeah, for FC United of Manchester, it's a brand new squad, bar the three players from last season, and it's going to be testing times for them. Equally, this afternoon here against Grantham again, they finished 18th last season. They just avoided relegation. They brought in a plethora of new players.
They had three different managers, I think.
They did. They had 50. Well, they had 50 players last season and a few managers. We had 57, so we outdid them there. And we also had three managers. And as Stats Report had four goalkeepers, I think. So you know, we beat them on all the stats, but they stayed up and we got relegated. And that's why we're here this afternoon. Just to give you an idea, I'll be open and honest with you. The pitch is full of grass, but basically it's very poor. It's going to be a day of bobbles, I would suggest, Paul.
Yeah, it's a bit of bobbling.
The other thing we have to add, Paul, is
let me say something before you have to
No, no, I'm teeing him up. The squad, FC United squad's been developing quite nice over pre-season, but like the pitch, there are a couple of obstacles to team selection this afternoon.
Yeah, when we started the season last season at Stockport, we had 7 debutants. Today we have 10. And I reckon that's probably a record since we set off at Leek back in 2005. 10 debutants.
So how does that bode? Well, it bodes, I think, probably better because there's been a good pre-season. They've gelled and worked well together, haven't they? So in that respect...
But not ideal with the injuries. Just to give you some...
No, that's true.
We should go to team news. We've not done that yet, have we? Team news.
It's going to take ages because we've only just been given the team sheet.
Yeah, that's right. It took a while. It's a colour printer. Team news. Right, so just to let everyone know...
It's back in.
Lewis Myers has made the substitutes bench. We're not too sure how fit he actually is, though.
Shh.
Yeah, and Mike Donoghue is unavailable. Got a shoulder injury in training this past week, so not available for the selection, which I think we go back to the Bangor game, Paul. We would have liked Myers and Donoghue to be up front, I think, but instead we've got Carney and Rodney.
Yeah, and we've also got two suspensions, Dodd and Dean.
Yeah.
Dean is available on Tuesday night. Dodd's missing until next Saturday.
It's going to be interesting, as I say, though. But I mean, the one thing that you have to you look at when you look at a squad is that he's trying to bring like-for-like players in. So a player that goes out injured or from suspension or whatever it may be, is a player that fits in, can work in that position, and it makes no difference really to the overall pattern of the team and the passage of play and the way they want to play. And that's very, very important. All great teams have done that. They've always had a player that can slot in, and you know the team can gel and work in the same way. And we know that he wants to play a fast, fluid game here, and you know the players are important, integral to that. So if he gets the kind of blend that everyone plays in a similar way, then we shouldn't have any problems. But
and we did see that, didn't we, in pre-season, the fact that, you know, when substitutions were made, it didn't really affect the balance or the fluidity of the team, Paul.
And another fascination is old boy Danny Rackey is captaining Grantham on his debut.
He is indeed.
Just to say, we've had a couple of text messages in, one from a Mr. Thomas Dean. All the best to FC United boys today. Bring home the 3 points listening to the action live. So, Tom Dean, we hope you enjoy the commentary and it's not too arduous or dramatic for you. And also, Rai Rai, we need to be very wary of Greg Smith. Such a strong player and so good in the air. Bit of a thug on the pitch, but it works. Are you excited about this season, Swampy?
I am, yeah. I think, as I say, it gives Neil Reynolds and the management team an opportunity to show their blend of football, their quality, and it's a do or die for any manager in this division, and he'll be proven at the end of the season with success, which we can measure in many different forms. But I think from an FC perspective, it's good quality, attractive football, maybe sort of like, you know, the Master Premier Cup, maybe the Dukes and Trophy, something like that. He'll want to win something, and hopefully, if it's at all possible, in the playoffs. But there are, as I say, some big, big clubs with lots and lots of money, and no exaggeration. I mean, there's some clubs that have spent 80% more than FC United of Manchester, and that gives you an idea of the gulf and the financial situation other clubs find themselves fortunate enough to be in.
I mean, it's so dramatic that you're using percentages on FC Radio, which I don't think's ever been done before. So well done.
It's a good point, well made.
Right, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And here comes your commentary team. It's Stato Paul, but first, Swampair.
Brackett wins the ball, but it's picked up by Aaron Morris. Morris does well. A couple of challenges in there. Now there's an opportunity for Linney. Linney plays the ball across. It's an opportunity. Half cleared. First time shot comes in again. It's a ricochet from Aaron Morris's boots, and they can clear the lines. But again, good signs from FC United of Manchester. Good tempo to FC's game already, Paul. And They're just going to make sure that they can get back now into decent positions, because the ball to Westgar's on this near touchline. He's in the penalty area, going to cut in training with his right foot. Can he get the shot away? He goes past one. First shot comes in and through the legs of FC's goalkeeper, Paddy Wharton, and the home team take the lead when FC United really have been in the ascendancy. But it was good, strong play there from Craig Westgar. He held the ball well.
Dole committed himself a bit too early there, I thought.
I think he did. The ball got stuck under people's feet, and FC found themselves a goal down, Paul.
Yeah, I think the keeper will be disappointed with that goal, but it's an unfortunate start to the game for FC, because we have started brightly, as you said, and it looked like we were going to do something at the other end, but it's the perfect start for the home side after such a bad time last season.
And the ball flicks high over the top, and again it should be comfortable for FC United of Manchester. In fact, he goes out for a throw-in taken quickly by Curtis Jones. That to Paddy Wharton. As you say, he might be a little bit annoyed with himself through his legs, but it was an acute angle, and the ball was with some pace as well. But ball flicked on, a lovely little header on there as well. And here come FC United on the edge of the penalty area. Can they get the shot away? Cuts it one way. First half shot comes in. Oh, and it hits the post. But another opportunity. Comes across, and this is the back of the net. And this time it's Rodney. And FC United, well, the work on the far left-hand side
Joyce
was absolutely superb. And Linney's work on that left-hand side, he went one way, cuts it in the other, got the shot across goal, it hits the post, and it comes to an FC player, and it came to Carney, stuck under his feet. He gets the ball across eventually, and there's Rodney to put it in the back of the net, Paul. Good football from FC.
It was good in the fact that the build-up to it was good, the shot deserved a goal, to be honest, the twisting run and the shot. But the good thing as well was there were two players following up at the far post and somebody else in the box, so we actually flooded the box suddenly, didn't we?
And what's interesting, we were looking at the warm-up, and with 5 minutes before the warm-up finished, that's what they were doing. They were getting the ball out wide and whipping it in. Not the easiest of pitches, lots of bobbles on it. We're in the shot put area now, so there actually are shot put divots. It's like being on a council park that have had horses on it. As the ball now far left hand side to the edge, to the nice ball. Can they get the shot away? The first time ball goes in. What a goal. Linney. What an absolute stunning goal from Linney. The ball was played in, he's at an acute angle, and he's just bent it 20 yards into the top left hand corner. Nothing the goalkeeper could do, but what a finish. Absolutely tremendous, Paul.
And well, Linney deserved a goal for the first goal.
Yeah,
he hit the post, and he's got his rewards this time for another fine shot.
Absolutely.
Into the far corner.
And as soon as he hit that, he knew it was in.
And again, it's down the left-hand side. No Dodd, Joyce instead, carries on regardless.
Well, this is the point I was saying, you know, earlier on. If you've got a squad where like-for-like players can come and do the job, you can rely on playing the same kind of system. You don't have to change it week in, week out. And that's just a testament. There's a lot of good work down the left-hand side. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because most of the good work has actually come down this right-hand side for most of the game. But we've had two great opportunities down the left-hand side. And we've scored from one. And FC United of Manchester find themselves 2-1 up, and deservedly so, in fairness.
And what we need to do now is to stand up to the physical side of the game. I think Jones and the other centre-back, Doyle, have got to do their part now and stand up to these two big front men. Not allow Brent Grantham back in the game.
Have to defend. Clear the line to the halfway line. Picked up, though, by Grantham. And there's a charging run by the number six, Adelkeen. He's on the ball, plays it inside. It's not a bad ball. There's a penalty. And it is a penalty, and it's an unfortunate penalty that Aaron Morris has conceded, because he's gone, the player's behind him, and he's got to cross him, he's got to clear his lines. And although apparently we are going to VAR. Someone's going to the bar.
Well, we've got 14 minutes left here.
Westgar's going to take it.
The VAR.
Yeah, so that's why I said it. It's Westgar who scored the opening goal of the game against Paddy Wharton.
From the run-up, it doesn't look like he's going to tap this one.
No, I think he's got to do a little bit of pace and power. And well, it's been coming in all fairness. The FC have had warning signs, and this should be 2-2. And it is, and it's dispatched with aplomb, really. And, well, we've only got ourselves to blame there, really. I mean, it's an unfortunate penalty, but FC haven't really, as they should have, put it to bed.
They've invited Grantham into this second half. And Grantham have accepted the invitation.
A really good first half from FC United of Manchester. Second half, really, that they've been slightly second best. A couple of warning shots before the equaliser. It was an unfortunate penalty to concede, in fairness, but equally, they dispatched it, and they could have gone on to it could be 3-2 by now, but they have an opportunity here to make it 3-2 as the ball chipped in towards the back post. It goes high in the air. Second ball needs to be won by a red shirt, but it's won by a home team player. They're looking for a first time shot coming in, a deflection. And that's very cruel, because it deflects off a red shirt, goes the opposite way to the goalkeeper, and it is 3-2 to the home team.
Well, that's a cruel bit of fortune. But Grantham have been in the ascendancy, and as we've been saying, the alarm bells have been ringing a bit.
I would suggest that's
a long 4 minutes are up.
A long trip home, a game of two halves, when the most biggest cliched game you see, then they deserve the second half performance, because they gave us on numerous occasions
enough
opportunities
warning.
And warnings, and we just didn't heed them, and it's a victory for the home team, and on the opening day of the season, like last season, FC United managed to find themselves a defeat, but plenty of good quality in large parts of the game. But got to say, when we speak to Neil Reynolds, he's going to be very, 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 very disappointed, isn't he, Paul?
I think he'll say that the players followed the instructions for half of the game and then lost the plot in the second half and didn't stick to the plan. And you can say that a deflected goal decided the game, but it's a lesson for the FC players this afternoon. The game is 90 minutes long, and the game isn't won until the final whistle, and you've got to put that effort in to win it. And some players went missing, I think, in the second half, and they've got to learn that. You've got to put 90 minutes of effort in to win it.
I think you're dead right. And the other thing is, though, we talk about the enforcer on the pitch, we talk about the manager on the pitch, i.e. in Potts. So that instruction's being given out, and it just seemed that the second half they didn't listen to the instruction. I mean, Potts was quiet by his own absence in the second half, and many of the players they were quiet, but they fell into a trap of playing exactly the way Grantham want them to, and you can't afford to do that.
We can't beat Grantham at their own game, and that's how it panned out. We needed to play our way and persist in playing our way. Once it became a game of percentage football, Grantham are always going to win it, I think.
Very much so, and we said that in the first half. If FC play the football, the quality, and it was enjoyable to watch, and there was smiles on the faces at half time, and people were talking to it, it's enjoyable. And the second half, you sort of like come out with optimism and hope, and thinking you're gonna do well, and you fall into a trap, and sometimes that trap leads to defeat, and that's the case this afternoon here. And it was there was a penalty and a deflected shot that ultimately won the game for Grantham, but as I said, there was warning signs. West Carr could have had a couple, at least one before the equaliser, and it was a game really that FC, I think, threw away themselves, opposed to Grantham doing anything different. They didn't change their tactic in any way, shape or form. It was FC United and Manchester who decided to change their tack on their behalf, and that's what ended up and resulted in a defeat. And it's unfortunate, but it's the first game of the season, it would have been nice to continue our winning ways here. That's the first time we've been defeated here as a football club.
Just to add, for those people waiting for one more cup of coffee on Facebook, unfortunately due to technical issues we're unable to bring that, but we'll hopefully fix that for Tuesday night. The main story here is FC United have gone down by 3-2. They went 1-0 down, took the lead at half time. We thought if they play like that in the second half, it'll be fine. And in the end, Grantham come back to take all 3 points. And obviously, heading into this game, there was a couple of issues with regards to players' fitness and suspensions. But you can't really use that as an excuse, because at half time, we were not cruising, isn't the right word, but we were ahead.
In the first 45 minutes, FC United, after they went a goal down, were the better team. Even when they went a goal down, they were the better team. They played the better football, more attractive football. They knew what to expect from a Grantham team. They duly got that from a Grantham team, and FC, to a large degree, played them off the park for the first 45 minutes with some good quality, entertaining football. And second half, we've come out and it's just been poor. they lost the shape a little bit. The passing game had gone. They start playing the ball long and high into the air and playing on behalf of Grantham, really, and their tactics. So, you know, we've only got ourselves to blame there today, and that's what he'll be annoyed about, because we're a better footballing team and we should have had that game done and dusted before Grantham even got a sniff of getting back into it. So in that respect, don't forget you got your ten pass.
I was going to say, I mean, throughout that first half, I was thinking to myself, who am I going to interview on the way home here? Who's going to be the standout players? And it was Aaron Morris at half time, and we were a bit of linear. I thought, I'm going to interview those two players on the way home, but you can't really say that in the second half, can you? Because the whole team just kind of fizzled out, and there wasn't any standout performances in that second half.
No, they were collectively poor in the second half, and they were collectively good in the first half. You know, so that's how teams win games and lose games. If you play well as a unit, you'll do well, and if you play poor as a unit, you'll get beat. And that's what's happened in the second half. We've not played to the potential. We've not played to the real quality. And in that respect, you know, it's disappointing, but lessons to be learned early part, first game of the season.
Closing thoughts, you, Paul, for you after Dash.
I think it's a long season ahead, and we knew that putting 10 debutants out wasn't always going to gel straight away. I think we may be flattered in the first half in a way that we looked so good, but there's still work to be done, and we knew this season wasn't going to be a cakewalk by any means. So an opening day defeat is very disappointing. I thought we might have got something from Grantham today, but on the other side, we do know we've got the ability and we've got the players to make something of this season, and if we play more like the first half and the second half, I think we'll do fine.
Well, thank you, Paul. We'll be hearing from Paul again on Tuesday at Broadhurst Park. The other thing we have to say, and I've got Roy Shield in my brain about the five things you can't control in a football match, and one of those things is the pitch. But it wasn't really helping out, was it, in that second half?
No, it wasn't, but the thing is, we played good enough football in the first half, so we can't blame the pitch for the second half performance. I think there were players out there that would have normally been running with pace down the wing, and the ball was getting stuck underneath the feet. They didn't have the confidence to continue those marauding runs, but you can still pass. You can still play a passing game and not have to do all the running and pass, and outpass your team. Because if we'd outpassed out the team today in the second half, we carried on.
We only did that once for a quick minute spell.
Yeah, I mean, we could have maybe, you know, we could have got the equaliser at the end. I mean, it would have been just, I think, overall 90 minutes. One team good first half, the other team good second half, but it was disappointing. And I know Neil will be very disappointed in that second half performance, and he'll give us his reasons, probably not live.
Or maybe.
Maybe. The only reason why I say that, because I'm desperate for the lavatory, but I'm going to wait for all the FC fans to go, because they're all downstairs.
You'll have no chance.
No, not for the time being.
Just to give you some full-time scores from elsewhere, Ashton United 2, Atherton Coles 2, a great result that for Atherton Coles in their first game at Step 3. Grantham Town 3, FC United and Manchester 2, Hyde United 2, Basford United 3, Lancaster City 2, Stafford Rangers 1, Matlock held on and beat Bamber Bridge by 1-0. Nantwich Town beat Gainsborough Trinity by 2-1, a great result that for Nantwich. Radcliffe 0, South Shields 1, so South Shields kicking off with the season with a win. Scarborough 1, Buxton 1, Warrington Town 1, Morpeth Town 3, and Whitby Town 1, Witton Albion 1. But the main score this afternoon when it comes to FC listeners is that result here at the South Stephen Stadium. Grantham Town 3, FC United and Manchester 2. FC 2-1 up at half time. The penalty itself, we are a bit far away. I mean, Potts was convinced, Jones was convinced, Morris was convinced it wasn't a penalty, but it doesn't matter.
The referee was convinced it was. It was. He came across the man, and it looked like perhaps he's clipped his heel. From here, you know, it's not for us to say whether it was clear cut or not, because we couldn't 100% see. The referee saw it, and now he saw it, and he's given it. The thing is, the player's got, our defender has got the wrong side of the player,
yep,
first and foremost, and that's the key. And I've seen them given so many times like that, and it's just an accidental. The one thing you will see is there was a couple of incidents where our players went to the penalty area, didn't go down, referee didn't give anything, but you know, overall, really, I think we've just got to question this. So, like, some of the ways that we approach the second half, and also the fact that we capitulated to a degree playing the long ball game, and it's just very unfortunate when that happens.
We now await Neil Reynolds to join us up here for a post-match interview. Lots to dissect from that performance. Not to use a cliche. Oh, I'm going to use two cliches. It's early days and it's a game of two halves. That's what's happened this afternoon here at the South Stephen Stadium. But early doors when it comes to the league table, but I might as well read it out to you. Regardless, Morpeth Town go top their first season at Step 3. And a lot of people thinking to themselves that they're dark horses this season. And certainly starting the season off in fine form at the at Cantilever Park. Warrington Town 1, Morpeth Town 3, the full-time score there. Basford United in second, a 3-2 win for them as they defeated Hyde United at Ewen Field. Obviously, FC United hosting Hyde United on Tuesday night at Broadhurst Park. Inferred on goal difference, and inferred because their name begins with a G rather than a B. Grantham Town 3, FC United and Manchester 2 sees Grantham Town after one game third in the league table. Lancaster City are fourth following their win over Stafford Rangers, and Nantwich Town starting things off in fifth position following that excellent result over Gainsborough Trinity, who a few people fancy this season to do things in the Northern Premier League. Matlock just outside the playoffs after one game. They beat Bamber Bridge by 1-0. South Shields also won by 1-0 this afternoon at Radcliffe. There's a posse of teams who picked up a point this afternoon. Ashton United, a 2-2 draw with Atherton Coles, a good start to the campaign for Atherton Coles. Buxton drew 1-1 at Scarborough Athletic. Whitby Town drew 1-1 with Witton Albion, and that's all the results. And Swampy's back with us. Just to mention the games that are to come, because it's two difficult games to bounce back, but bounce back we need to. Hyde United on Tuesday, Scarborough on Saturday, both those matches at Broadhurst Park. Got to be on it, haven't we?
Well, yeah, of course we have, yeah. I mean, you know, Hyde have been beaten today at home. We've been beaten away, so both teams, you know, go into a game with 0 points, and FC United have to make Broadhurst Park a bit of a fortress this season. And if we can do that with a good opening win against Hyde, then albeit, I mean, there's been enough today, and it'll be interesting to speak to Berkey from Hyde later on this evening or tomorrow to see how they actually fared and sort of like, was it a fair result? Because we know here today that there was a lot of positives in the first half, but the second half, I think you have to say, really, I've just spoken to one of our supporters and he said that's probably one of the worst second half performances I've seen.
It was
for a long, long time.
It was odd, wasn't it?
It very much so, yeah. As I say, you know, when you bring players on to try and impact a game and they don't really get into the game, they don't really do anything different. But I think I just think that second half style was not there. And in fact, we've got Neil joining us now, which is very nice because we've been talking nonsense for the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
90 minutes of football, it's a funny old thing, isn't it?
Mm.
Talk us through your thoughts, really.
I don't think we really got going all game. If you think what we did in pre-season with our passing, our rotations, and I don't think we really made 10, 15 passes, although we still control the game. It was a weird game. It was 1-0 down, sent the character, knew we were getting beat by a side that I thought we should beat, and then we went 1-1. And a bit of brilliance from Linney, 2-1. And then, I don't know, we dressed a couple of things at half-time and didn't really take it on board. We made a couple of changes, didn't really take it on board. And we just kept going deeper and deeper and deeper. We played a really high line, you know, in pre-season. But I said to the squad, listen, you, new group, I said, been great in pre-season. Everything's been good. You know, all of a sudden we've had a bit of a bump now. And how do you respond? How do you get round each other now between Tuesdays? You know, this is part and parcel of the football. You face your setbacks. It's a brand new squad, I know that, but I don't think you can come here and get beat if you want to be where you want to be. And as I said that to lads, and they're disappointed, but I think, and then this isn't an excuse, and I'm not making it, I've got to just, you know, I'm going to point it out, we missed our big players today. Dodd, Dean, Donoghue, Almond, you know, and it showed. I think it showed.
I mean, for me, it's the first time watching the squad. I've got to say, the first 45 minutes, I thought, with the exception maybe the opening 5 or 6 minutes, I thought, we controlled the game well. Mm. I was very impressed with the wing-backs that had come in, yeah. And I thought they did very, very well. I thought Curtis controlled the big men up top and defended well. I looked very, very comfortable going 1-0 down, yeah, with lack of concentration, really, to a degree. But we came back with character. And obviously we get that second goal, and you know we've got 70% possession, looking decent on a pitch which is very difficult to play on. I mean, it's one of those things that you know, and that's why Grantham playing a certain style of football. But second half, I mean, I was talking at half time to support center, really enjoying it. You know, some good football. Didn't appreciate up here how windy it was out there. Actually, no, that made a bit of a difference. But second half, I mean, we turned into Grantham.
Yeah, we did.
The instruction surely couldn't have been play just like they've been playing for the last 45 minutes.
And, you know, as I said, that I can half understand the result if we encourage you to do something different. And we don't. I don't think we're brave enough from the back to split the centre-halves. Second half, to get Potts on the ball. I don't remember, you know, Potts and Griffiths interchanging. I don't remember Carney and Griffiths interchanging. And then it just became a long ball. And, you know, you can see we got now Rodney in the first half by playing down the sides. He's got his goal by playing down the sides. And all of a sudden, you're asking him to, which isn't his game, to play back to goal. And, you know, that's why we kind of changed it with Lou, because the lads weren't changing it, so we kind of had to change it. And I don't know, disappointing, but you know, for me, it's a defeat. It's a real big kick in the teeth. You know, you don't want to lose the first game of the season, but ultimately, it's the first game of the season. And you know, I said to the lads, take this whichever way you want. You know, teams are going to want to play up against you. You know, when teams have got 400, 500, 600 fans or 2,500 fans at home, and your pitch is great, your FC United, people are going to raise the game slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've seen what it meant to them at the end, and fair play. And we're going to have to accept that. I'm going to have to accept that. The squad are, and you know, we'll get through it. We'll get through it, and we'll overcome it, and we'll learn about, you know, our expectations and the club, etc. But you know, it's definitely not panic button time. It's just we haven't performed second half, and we've got to address that. And the lads know that, you know, they're devastated in there. I've got a group that care. You know, but that's firstly, I've got a group that care, and you know, for whatever reason today it didn't work itself out. Well, that's the first time as a group since they come together that they not didn't get their own way, but wasn't able to put their own style of play on the team. And I've said to the lads, you've just got to be brave. You've got to keep trying to work things out, and we will do. We'll get in Tuesday, we'll do the same thing. We'll get in Thursday, and we'll just keep trying to play and keep trying until we work it out. And, you know, I'm not going to think they're a good squad.
They're
a very good squad with talented players, and, you know, they will come good. They will come good. A
couple of talking points in the second half. First and foremost, the penalty. From where we are, when a player's on the wrong side of a player, there's always that opportunity of catching. Was there any contact? Because it seems from a few players they were remonstrating with the referee that there was no contact made. No. From your perspective,
it's hard to call. It's here. The bench didn't think it was a penalty. I thought Aaron's come across it. It's hard when you take a swing in the box and you make slight contact. You go down, don't you? But you know, if that's a penalty, then the one at the other end, one on Linney, one on Rodney, that's a penalty. You know, they'd both be soft penalties, but they're penalties. But listen, I'm not going to lambast the ref. I think he did all right. You know, I think Lally's did all right. And, you know, if we ever lose, I'm not going to remonstrate about the officials. But disappointed, but like I said, you know, we've got to address that. I still think he's on the wrong side, not tight enough to the centre-halves. And after that, they scored and kind of waited for the third one to go in.
Yeah, and that third one came from a, you know, a big deflection, unfortunately, but the warning signs have been there. Yeah. Westcar had two glorious chances before that and perhaps should have scored, and we were saying it was as if we were saying, come on then,
yeah,
come on then, are you going to, we're just waiting for you, giving the opportunity. Yeah. But as you say, it's the first game of the season, you're going to be happy with large elements. I thought, yeah. I say, me for seeing the team for the first time,
yeah,
there were some very impressive performances. Second half, you know, you can address that with the squad, and they know exactly how to move forward now. And a big game coming up on Tuesday. I mean, Hyde have been beaten at home today as well by 3-2. Mm. Three goals to two. So, you know, we go into that looking forward to it. And
massive back-to-back home games now, you know.
And Scarborough,
of course. And you look at it and you think, well, it's another defeat, and, you know, the back of last season. And it is. It's a kick in the teeth for me, but not a kick in the teeth for them. And I don't want to dwell on that because they're a brand-new side and all they've done is lost one.
You know,
had a really positive pre-season and they've lost one.
Well, last season, yeah,
and they will bounce back. Yeah. 100% they will bounce back. I've got full confidence in that squad from 1 to 21 that we will win more games than we lose this season. Yeah. We'll play good football, and they've got my belief and they've got the fans' belief. And, you know, as a group, they're hurting.
but they'll learn and we'll bounce back, and they've got the full support.
Just a quick word on Joyce. I mean, that was a nasty challenge. I'm not saying, I don't know how much malice was intended in there, but injury-wise, how is he?
Yeah, he's probably going to struggle now. You know, it's come up a tree, and obviously Dodd's out now, so we're looking at the left-back option, so we may have to slightly change how we play with a right foot or a left-back. We'll have to assess it. We've got big Tom Dean back on Tuesday night, so, you know, the aerial ability of Tom will... It's definitely been missed today. It's definitely been missed, but, he'll come back into the squad and give us a bit more depth. So one goes out and one comes in.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to FC Live on Saturday afternoon following his side's 3-2 defeat at Grantham Town. As discussed there, not too much time to dwell as FC United return to action this week with two more home matches back at Broadhurst Park. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, Hyde United will be visiting North Manchester with a 7:45 p.m. kickoff, and then on Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m, it'll be Scarborough Athletic taking on FC at Broadhurst. Both matches will be pay on the gate, adults £12, concessions £7, under 18s £3. And if you cannot make these matches in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk, and on Tuesday evening from 7:30 p.m. on the website Around the World and live on your radios on North Manchester 106.6 FM. But that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.